Good afternoon. Carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae, or CRE, cause an estimated 9,300 healthcare-associated infections annually in the United States, and mortality rates up to 50% have been reported. CRE are resistant to nearly all antibiotics, including carbapenems, which are considered an antibiotic of last resort. Although many mechanisms of resistance exist, carbapenemase-producing CRE are of greatest concern because of their ability to transfer resistance to other bacteria. Because of the associated morbidity and mortality and the ability to confer resistance, CDC has classified CRE as an urgent public health threat. In order to assess the burden of CRE in the state, the Division of Public Health instituted CRE sentinel site surveillance from March 1, 2015 to September 1, 2016 at the state's seven largest acute care hospitals. Public health epidemiologists and clinical laboratorians at sentinel sites identified potential CRE cases, reviewed laboratory results, submitted case report forms, or CRFs, and submitted isolates for molecular phenotyping and CPCRE detection at the state laboratory. An epidemiologist at the Communicable Disease Branch maintained a database of case information and test results and reported results back to sentinel sites. The evaluation aim was to assess the system's performance as well as inform CRE policy decisions in the state. Referencing CDC guidelines, we evaluated the attributes listed here using these methods. Specifically, we conducted semi-structured interviews with public health epidemiologists and collaboratorians and conducted an analysis of surveillance database variables. We also analyzed variables on the Acute Care Hospital Annual Survey reported for North Carolina acute care hospitals that's available through CDC's web-based National Healthcare Safety Network. The overall results of the evaluation are presented here. And for the purposes of this presentation, I will be focusing on the evaluation of data quality and timeliness. Various laboratory methods were used to identify CRE. The majority of sentinel sites used automated susceptibility testing to preliminarily identify CRE. Automated susceptibility testing panels included appropriate antimicrobials, including at least two carbapenems and one cephalosporin. All labs used established antimicrobial susceptibility standards. Discrepancies in the application of the case definition occurred during reporting and during clinical laboratory diagnosis of CRE. For example, electronic health record queries for two facilities only reported the main CRE organisms, and one facility reported CRE only if the culture was positive by the modified Hodge test, which is a phenotypic test for carbapenemase-producing CRE. There is a lot of variability in terms of timeliness. The table here shows the median and maximum time frame and desired time frame for certain benchmarks in the system. The expected sequence of events from sample collection to ultimately receiving the isolate at the state laboratory for molecular phenotyping is displayed below. The time frame from when the sample was collected to when the CRF was submitted was outside of the desired time frame on average. However, both the time from when the sample was collected to when the isolate was shipped and the time from when the isolate was shipped to when it was received at the state lab were within the desired time frames on average. Overall, CRE surveillance will require communication and close collaboration with multiple partners. The system met its objective in that it was useful in describing the burden of CRE in North Carolina. It was also useful in helping facilities benchmark themselves with regards to their CRE burden at other facilities across the state. It was also useful in identifying transferring facilities with potential CRE transmission, validating internal CRE identification processes, and confirming results from clinical laboratories. Improvements can be made to data quality and timeliness, recommendations for which I will discuss in the next slide. Based on the evaluation of data quality, we recommend that lab capacity and application of the case definition be assessed in order to ensure consistency of CRE reporting. Submitting isolates in real time should improve timeliness in that submitters will be notified of results faster, there should be less of a burden on submitters, and this may also result in more concordant results as there is less of a likelihood that the resistance mechanism will be lost over multiple passages of the isolate. Thank you.